the taste of bacon. If you didn't know, the Bacon Nation is a strong force. I'm one of those people. They buy things like bacon scented hand sanitizer. We do not do that here. Bacon air freshener, even flavored salt. And don't forget, you can still eat it. But with us today to talk about this culinary delight and the history of the bacon craze is Burger King's executive chef and unofficial PhD of porkology. John Cook is with us. Mr. Cook, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Now, we get a lot of requests to do interviews like this all the time, and most of them we discard. But to talk about bacon, especially if you're a guy, only men can understand this maybe, it's a beautiful thing, and we just had to get you on. Talk about the history of bacon. Who invented it?
Gosh, I can't tell you exactly who invented it. It's been around for generations. You know, it was a way of curing meat back before there was refrigeration. And, you know, I think as Americans, it's kind of in our DNA. I tell people, you know, if you think about it, generations of Americans have woken up every morning to the smell of bacon in the skillet. And I think, you know, over time, that's kind of contributed to the craze we're seeing today.
So, how did bacon get the mania start? Do we know what made us start going crazy for it?
You know, there's any number of reasons. To me, of course, it just tastes great. And with the explosion of social media and the internet, I think that was really a platform for people to share their passions with each other. And I think we just became more aware of each other's passion for it almost overnight.
Are people really buying these products like air fresheners and colognes that are bacon scented?
You know, I think more as a novelty than, you know, as a legitimate product. But, I think it just demonstrates how passionate they are for the great taste of bacon.
Now, there's obviously a movement growing around fresh foods. Has this affected the consumption of bacon?
No, not at all. I mean, bacon continues to grow in popularity. And bacon, you know, of course, can be a fresh, I mean, it's a cured food, but it can be a very wholesome food as well, you know. So our bacon, for instance, is naturally smoked over hardwood. We cook it in-house every day. So it's a very fresh and good food.
All right. Is there a favorite recipe or dish that you like to prepare?
You know, I like bacon on a cheeseburger probably first and foremost. But, you know, one of the dishes I really love, I grew up in the Pacific Northwest. There's a dish there called a Hangtown Fry, which is essentially scrambled eggs with fresh oysters and thick smoky bacon. It is a treat to me, and I have it every chance I get.
All right. For folks who want more information about bacon, the Bacon Nation, and how Burger King incorporates bacon in their products, where can they go?
You know, if you go to Whopper.com, you can get all of the information about Burger King's bacon and our new bacon products easily and quickly.
All right. Thanks so much, John.
Tony, thank you for your time.